The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more. Hey, sweetie. My name is Lisa. Your husband has probably asked you to listen to this audio, correct? Well, he has some things that he wants me to talk to you about. Don't worry, he hasn't done anything wrong, I promise. He just has a few things he wants to share with you. Things that he would like you to help him with. And he asked me because this is what I do. Your husband came to me for help. He has a side of himself that you may not even realize is there. A part that is important to him. Something he wants to do and be. My job is to be a person that helps men just like your husband with situations just like this. For him to be ready to share this with you, your husband loves you very much. He is willing to trust you with a valuable piece of himself, something he doesn't share with just anyone. You see, your husband has a strong feminine side. He longs to be a submissive man. He wants to submit to your will and change his life to one that will serve you and please you at all times. He's been going through training on how to do just that. Your husband also wants to be more feminine. He likes to dress in women's clothing occasionally, and he wants the opportunity to do this more often. I know the thought of that sounds scary. As women, we are often told that our men should not be feminine. They should be masculine. What we don't realize, sometimes ever, is that having a feminine side does not take away from the masculinity of the men we love. You see, I was once where you are. I had the same thoughts. I didn't want a man that was a sissy. Then I realized I was wrong. Women should be in control. Men should serve women. This is how the world was intended to be. This is the way that these things should go. I've been working with your husband on how to do this in a way that would benefit you the most. We are working on the many ways he can please you, both inside and outside of the bedroom. We've also discussed the fact that there is a time and a place for everything. He needs to have the public appearance that society and you as his wife prefer. I know what you are thinking. I've been there. You wonder why you would want to do this when you don't want a sissy feminine husband. Well, I can give you a few reasons. For starters, he is being trained to please you, not just sexually, but in all ways. He will be cleaning your house, daily, top to bottom. You will just be able to sit and relax while this obedient husband of yours takes care of everything. He will tend to all of your needs. You will no longer have any household responsibilities or stress. This will not only make your day easier, it will strengthen you as a couple. Your approval and satisfaction will be important to him. It will provide him with his own satisfaction. He will receive pleasure by knowing that you are pleased. You can't really argue with that, now can you? Sexually, it will be a new world. His goal is to make sure that you are happy anytime and anywhere that you want to be happy. Ever get in the mood for pleasure and he's just too busy? That will no longer happen. He will live to serve you, literally. What may surprise you is the effect that this will have on your relationship. Both of you will be happier. Your relationship will be stronger. The bond between you will grow. It's a fact. I've seen it happen each and every time. Why? Well, honey, let's face it. When you are happy, things are happier. All of the help and appreciation and attention you get will make you happy. He will be free to be himself, and that will make him happy. This is quite a bit to take in, isn't it? Like I said, I've been just where you are. I had all of those same thoughts and feelings. If you need time to process, then take that time. What I do ask is that you find a time when you are ready and have some quiet time and sit and listen to this audio in full, at least once. The purpose of this audio is to talk to you about training your man to be a sissy. I will help you to relax your mind, as that is necessary for the process to work. Don't worry, I don't force any thoughts into your head. I merely discuss the way life would be and how you would accomplish this goal. I have worked with many wives, some experienced with submissive men, others that have never tried it. This process is successful in helping you adapt to a new lifestyle choice. The key to remember here is that whatever training takes place, it will happen in the home. Your husband will not take this part of himself out into the public, not unless you both get to a point of wanting that. For now, he will be the sissy obedient husband only inside your home. What you will see is that it transfers into all aspects of your life. It just won't include some of those aspects, and it won't be as obvious to the outside observer. All they will see is a happy couple that is deep in love and both completely satisfied. So what do you say? Are you ready to relax and listen to what I have to say and how it can benefit you? Good. You'll be glad you did. In a moment, I'm going to bring you to a state of total relaxation. I will help you to free your mind of any worries. Before I do that, let me say that if you feel you need a more one-on-one approach, please contact me. We can work together on personalized training that meets your specific needs. Okay, let's go. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. Place your arms on each side of you, relaxed against your body. Let go of all your tension now, and gently allow your eyelids to close. Just begin to allow yourself to relax, letting all your cares and worries go. And at this moment in time, nothing matters. As you switch off your thoughts and just allow this time for yourself so that you can unwind completely. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, letting go of any worries or problems that may have been on your mind lately. And there is no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts, as they will soon drift out of your mind again, just as easily as they came. I would like you to take a couple of deep breaths, slowly filling your lungs with fresh air. And as you exhale, you will relax more and more. With every out breath, and as you gently slow your breathing down, you begin to feel more and more relaxed. More and more comfortable. You will feel your whole body sinking into your bed. And you will notice how relaxed your whole body has become. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your eyelids have become very heavy and may even twitch at this moment. As you let go of any tension in your body and all the muscles in your jaw have become limp and relaxed. As your jaw sinks down and your tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth, and you are beginning to drift down deeper and deeper, feeling more and more relaxed with every word I speak. And as this wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you begin to notice a tingling sensation in your fingertips as your arms grow as heavy as lead, and you soon become aware of a growing peaceful feeling inside. A feeling of calmness and contentment. As you feel every muscle in your chest and abdomen become limp and relaxed, and all the muscles in your back are relaxing, almost like a mental massage, and all the way down your spine, the muscles loosen and relax. And as you drift down deeper and deeper, relaxed, you let this wave of relaxation spread all the way down your legs, so that your legs become as heavy as lead, and every muscle in your legs becomes limp and relaxed, so that you are completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And as the outside world fades more into the background, as you begin your journey into your own inner world, to that unique and special part of you that only you can go to. You continue to let go of any negative thoughts or feelings and any sounds around you or in the distance will fade into the background. The only sound that will matter to you will be the sound of my voice, which will continue to take you deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. and you may soon find that your mind begins to wander. And it doesn't matter where you drift, where you go. My voice will travel with you at all times, so that you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word, now. And when you hear me say the word, now, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down, becoming more and more limp, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace and calm and contented. As you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all as you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed, deeper and deeper, relaxed. Can you see yourself as you are now? You will come in from a long day of work. Your body is sore. Your feet are sore. You don't want to have to worry with cleaning and dinner. You long to simply relax and put your feet up. Let your mind release from all of the stress and chaos of the day. Watch yourself as you do just that. Your body collapses and finally you feel like you can rest from a long, hard work day. Maybe you don't work. Perhaps you tend to children all day. You still need time to rest, and now you have that option. Why? Your husband will take care of everything. He is going to make sure that your house is clean. He will deep clean every room. Do you see him? Wearing a sexy French maid outfit and scrubbing those places you never seem to find the time to clean. He is going by your list, the cleaning list that he asked you to make. He is now doing that every day. This is a daily thing. You barely notice the French maid outfit anymore. It no longer symbolizes femininity to you. It merely shows you that he is a devoted and obedient manservant. He is now your little bitch, and you like that. You probably didn't realize that you wanted that until his sissy ass began to clean every day. Another task off of your list. He also manages to prepare dinner. And if you have them, he tends to the kids. All you have to do is relax. When he is finished, he will come and ask you what else you need from him. Your little bitch is willing to rub your feet, give you a massage, fix you a drink, or anything else you might desire. Why would he do this? Because he loves to. He loves to serve you. He lives to please you. This is what gives him the pleasure he needs. This is true in the bedroom as well. No longer will it be all about his pleasure. Your pleasure is his only concern. He will lick you until you come anytime and as often as you want, without any expectation of reciprocation on his part. Could that possibly be true? Of course. It is true. But sweetie, it takes some work on your part. I can help you along, but I will need your cooperation. Most importantly, I will need your consistency. In order for this to succeed, you have to use sex as a reward and not a right. Your husband is no longer allowed to masturbate or have intercourse without permission. He will get satisfaction, and we will discuss that in a moment, but he is not to have an orgasm without permission from either you or I. You can allow him that pleasure after the first 30 days, but I recommend never more than twice a month. In the first 30 days, he can't have it at all. Why? Men are wired differently. The best way to train them for anything is to use sex. Removing orgasm will free his mind from relating satisfaction to his own pleasure. Instead, his pleasure will be tied to yours. His mind is clear. Rewards and punishments are imperative. Much like a child, you are training him to do the things you like. You will reward him when he succeeds and punish him when he fails. Remember that he must wear the French maid costume when he cleans. This is non-negotiable. It is an important part of his training. Each day, he will put on that outfit and he will clean your entire house just the way you'd like it done. You will then inspect his work to ensure it was done properly. Again, his success gets rewarded. Failure gets punished. You begin to take over the decisions and the control of the home. He is now your obedient servant and no longer the head of your household. That title belongs to you and you alone. He lives to please you. He strives to serve you. There are some adjustments for you, but you will find that you love the new way your life goes enough that those changes seem to pass quickly. When your husband is an obedient little sissy for you, you will reward him. Once a week, only if he succeeded at his submissive servitude, you will allow his ass to get fucked. You can choose to wear a strap-on, or you can allow him the privilege of using an ass-fucking dildo. See, your husband wants to be an anal slut. That is his goal. so you will turn him into one. But you will use it as a reward. It may seem uncomfortable at first, but you will learn to love it. Having all of the power and satisfaction is a good thing. You will also learn of the punishments. One of the big ones is what he must do if he fails to stop masturbating or having intercourse. You are entitled to intimacy, but he is not to have an orgasm. Failure to keep this rule will require that he get on all fours and lick his own cum from wherever it landed. If it is inside of you, he must lick it out. I know this sounds wrong and probably seems gross to you, but it is all part of the training. Your man will learn that the consequence of an orgasm is eating his own cum like the little bitch he is. You can have the life you have always dreamed of, a doting husband who not only helps, but takes care of all of the chores. A happy marriage, a peaceful life. It all sounds great, doesn't it? The best part is that no one ever has to know this. The outfits and the servitude will be kept within the home, private for just the two of you. It will enhance your sex life and your personal satisfaction. You will both be happy, you will both be satisfied. In a moment, I'm going to wake you up. You will remember everything I have said. You will feel good and worry-free. You will be happy. If you need any further training, please contact me. We can work one-on-one to develop something that works better for you. Now let's wake up and get started turning your husband into the busy little anal submissive slut. 5. You are relaxed and eager to begin your new journey of training your man to be a sissy. You look forward to the benefits. You have dropped any negative thoughts. 4. You like the thought of a man serving you and pleasing you. You will succeed. You will be happy. 3. You are slowly waking up, ready to face life as a dominant woman. 2. You are feeling great. You want this feeling to last. You are excited by the ways your husband can now please you. 1. Wake up. You feel refreshed and happy. You are ready to help train your sissy little anal fuck toy. Don't forget to listen to this each and every day. Nighttime, if possible, sink back into your bed and listen to my words as we work hard to help you help him. Bye, sweetie. Until next time. The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.